Welcome to Nothing Ever Happens in Canada. But we know this is simply not true. This is a Canadian podcast about the myths, legends, and just good old stories Canada has to tell. I'm Canadian Girl. Thanks for stopping by today. I just wanted to touch base and tell you all where we're off to next. I recently did a poll on my Patreon asking my amazing crew members what they wanted to explore next. They chose to go searching for one of Canada's many long-lost cryptids. Cryptids, if you're not familiar with what the term means, is basically an animal that is thought to be real but has yet to be proven either way. Like our buddy Bigfoot, but we're not looking for him today. As I also asked my friends on social media what you liked more, dragons or sea creatures, and you all chose sea creatures. If you're not a member of one of our official crews and want to be, do stick around and I'll tell you more about it later, how you can join on my Patreon page, and go on even more exciting adventures. If you are not following me on social media, make sure that you are so you can take part in these polls and vote and help choose your own adventures. You can find me under the handle at Nothing Canada on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm most active on Twitter and Instagram. If my mom tags me in something on Facebook, I try to remember to update my Facebook page. Enough about that business though for now. Let's take a quick break before I tell you which creature we're off to explore in the deep dark depths of...
You're about to enter into a new world of knowledge, curiosities, and high strangeness. This is a podcast of Straight Up Strange Productions.
Hi there, I'm Logan.
And I'm Lindsay.
And we host the new podcast, Folklore on the Rocks, where we talk about folklore and lesser-known creatures, cryptids, and monsters from around the world.
So when we say lesser-known, we mainly mean that we won't be covering creatures like Bigfoot or Nessie or Chupacabra, just because they're discussed so often, and the world just has so many other awesome options to draw from.
Every 2 weeks, we will be diving deep into the legends and culture that surround a specific creature, and getting a little bit tipsy while we do so. But don't worry, we do our research sober.
On the weeks in between, we're going to be narrating and discussing folktales. Some will be historical folklore from the regions that our creatures are from, and some will be modern folklore, such as No Sleeps and Creepypastas.
Ooh. You can find out more about us on our website, folkloreontherocks.com, on Facebook and Instagram at Folklore on the Rocks, on Twitter at Folklore Rocks! So grab a drink, join us, and come on, let's dig deep together.
Sorry, the boat rocked ever so suddenly before I could tell you where we were going. It must be Kelly, or is it Bessie, or even Locke Simcoe? Are you alright? Nobody is hurt. That was quite a wake that just hit the boat. No otter or known fish in the lake could do that. Well, I better tell you where we're going before she returns. We're off to explore the legend. I mentioned them before. Locke Simcoe, Bessie, and most commonly known as Kelly. The unknown creature of many names who could still be lurking in the depths of Lake Simcoe in Ontario. She has been spotted all across the lake for years, but most often in Kempenfelt Bay, where she is affectionately called Kelly. Bring some extra dry clothes, your scuba gear we used before to explore the Great Lakes, and your cryptozoology hat if you have one. If not, you're going to earn one this adventure. Join me next week on another deep dive into our waters and see what's creeping around down there. I'm Canadian Girl. A couple more podcast recommendations while you wait?
Hey there, I'm Shaznay.
And I'm Sandy.
And we are the Woods.
A weekly podcast where we discuss anything spooky, unexplainable, and just plain bizarre.
So please, come take a walk with us, because you never know what you're going to find in the woods.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Cummins from The Haunted Ride, a paranormal podcast dedicated to you and your experiences. I know what it's like to have something happen to you that's unexplainable, and how it feels to want to tell someone but you're concerned they may think you're crazy. Whether it's a disembodied voice, an apparition, or something you just can't explain, this is your place to share it. So come tune in with me every week while we discuss anything and everything that falls into our paranormal and supernatural world. Because ghosts are out there, and if you're not careful, they will get you.
Of course, like always, the links will be down below. At the beginning of this episode, I may have mentioned something about having a Patreon channel with crews for you to join, but I have come to find it was not the best course of action for this show. So if I did mention anything about Patreon, I apologize. That being said, if you do want to support the show, you can do that now in three simple ways. The first is the absolute easiest way and means the most. If you could kindly leave us a shiny 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, this small gesture helps our show out so much by allowing us to move around on the podcast charts so we can meet more awesome listeners just like you. The second thing you can do is stop by our souvenir shop where you can pick up episode-themed gear. The shop has everything from t-shirts, sweatshirts, water bottles, cell phone cases, and more. Grab a souvenir today from your favorite adventure to take on your very own. The third and final way to support the show is by donation. We have an amazing PayPal button that you can find right at the top of our webpage at nothingcanada.com. Allows you to donate as much as you want, whenever you want, to the show. That way we can buy a new book for research, new equipment, pay for the show's website. You can find all the links to help support the show in the notes below. I thank you so very much for your support. You guys who always hang out to the very end? You're the best people out there, and we all need more people like you in our life. I hope summer is treating you well, and you've had time to put your feet up, because that's the most important part. I'm Canadian Girl,